he couldn't get elected dog catcher. It's a political insult that goes back to the 1800s. The phrase is considered hyperbole since there are no longer elected dog catchers in the U.S. Well, with at least one exception, and on town meeting day, VPR's Amy Noyce set out to meet him.
It's lunch break at the annual town meeting in the small central Vermont town of Duxbury, and voters are lined up for a $5 potluck put on by the town's historical society. The first guy in line is a tall redhead with a graying beard. He's wearing a plaid shirt, wool vest, and a camo baseball hat, and everyone here knows his name.
Zeb Towns, my name, short for Zebulon. And I am the elected dog catcher in Duxbury.
Town is truly one of a kind.
Do you know if you're the only elected?
I am the only elected dog catcher. All the other ones are appointed.
In Vermont? Or
United States.
And no one's disputing that. Town guesses he's held the post for about 15 years, although he hasn't really kept track. He gets paid $500 a year, mostly to make sure there aren't dogs running loose around town. It's a one-year term, so he gets elected at Duxbury's town meeting every year.
When I first started doing that, I think it was holding up the town meeting because nobody wanted to do it. So I said, well, if it'll get us along, I did it. And plus, I had a Walker Coonhound that was always out running, so I figured if somebody picked her up, they'd have the number to call.
So it wasn't exactly a dog-eat-dog election, but there was one year when town faced some rough competition.
And I said, good, go ahead. These are the types of calls you're going to get. And at the end of it, I was the only one that was being elected because everybody else said, we don't want that.
But that's just town barking. When it comes down to it, he really does like the job. And those calls aren't all about dogs.
Yeah, lots of calls there. There's an ermine in my porch, or there's a cat, there's these beef cows running through the woods, and none of it's really what I'm here for, but it's fun, interesting.
Town guesses he gets 20 to 30 calls a year, and about half of them go something like this.
Well, I'm just calling to let you know. You don't have to do anything, but I want you to know about it. So don't write anything up or call anybody, but this is what's going on.
And all joking aside, town takes his job seriously.
It's basically like also, too, for the animals. You know, I have had to go and take some out of homes that were being not treated correctly and been left and few other serious calls where same dogs were biting multiple people. You know, that's when I get serious on it, pretty much.
It's obvious that town cares for the animals he's elected to protect. And Duxbury resident Phyllis Berry says they like him too.
And all I can say is all my dogs love Zeb. So we don't have to look very far. If they get loose, they end up at his house anyway.
Of course, man can't live off a dog catcher's stipend alone. Town is something of a jack of all trades. He surveys land, does construction, and works at Mad River Glen ski area. He also produces maple syrup from his 3,500 tap sugar bush. And as for that infamous insult, saying someone couldn't get elected dog catcher, Town says it doesn't offend him.
No, because I can. I'm the only person in the country who gets elected as a dog catcher, so I'm awesome, I guess.
For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.